Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Mike in New Jersey with this question. He says, can I deduct my son's health insurance premium of $900 a month that his wife and he can no longer afford to pay on my tax return? Well, Mike, yeah, we're definitely on hard times when a child has to turn to his dad to get his insurance paid for him. I really wish you could take the deduction, but for you to be able to deduct this really generous payment, you'd need to be able to claim your son as your dependent. So unless $900 a month is more than half the cost to support your son, and your son has earned less than $3,500, maybe $3,600 for 2009 for the year, the answer is no. The payment is simply a gift to him. If he does qualify as a dependent, though, then he might have to file his tax return separately from his wife. But be careful. You're also on the verge of having to pay gift taxes. Wouldn't that add insult to injury, not getting the deductions and having to pay gift taxes? The gift tax limit comes after you've made gifts of over $13,000 per person per year. You can avoid falling into this trap by writing the checks directly to the health insurance company. That way, it won't be included as part of your annual gift tax limits. In fact, payments made directly to medical insurance companies and medical providers, or directly to colleges for education, are not counted among the total gifts made at all. I really wish I could give you a better answer. I'm so sorry. But in today's economy, perhaps it's time to put some pressure on your legislators to change the tax laws to allow parents some benefits for having to help out once your children have lost their jobs due to Congress's lack of oversight over our economy. They do have a lot to fix, don't they? I hope things turn around for your family. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about medical deductions and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.